T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The Huddle on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Mike, Max, Pete, Nigerian. And we are joined by former NFL and Gopher tight end Ben Utek, who is playing all week at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. More on that in a minute. Ben, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Pete.
I'm going to beat Pete to this first question, and then you guys throw it around. Ben, Pete, if there's a theme to this show since we started it, it is that Pete believes that the tight end is underused, i.e. undervalued in the NFL, and if you have a good tight end, you got to get him the ball. Explain this to me, Ben. Can you create a weapon out of the tight end position, and are they underused in the NFL? And then Pete can take it away from there. Go ahead, Ben. Ben, are you there?
I was just saying that it's absolutely 100% true. 100% true. And I might be a little biased because I was a tight end, but it is the most undervalued and underused position in football.
He made your point, Pete. Go ahead.
You know, I've always thought that, Ben, you're 100% right. I can tell you, as a linebacker, they used to tell us, they say, hey, get back there and defend the curl behind you with the wide receivers, but let the tight end catch the ball, and then you try to make a tackle. But, you know, and it's been that way since the beginning of football, practically. And they finally, you know, Travis Kelce the other night had an unbelievable game. I mean, he had 191 yards. It was really exciting to watch. But, Ben, how are you doing these days? And tell us about what is it like to be a Super Bowl champ? Because I never even sniffed a Super Bowl, so I'm curious what it feels like.
Well, first and foremost, that was a dream come true. You know, to grow up in a small river town of Hastings, and then all of a sudden find yourself onto a Super Bowl championship field and playing in front of 101 million people worldwide. I mean, it's really hard to believe and to put into words. So that really was a dream come true. You know, and at the end of the day, it's football is such a great environment, you know, and it's something that we as fans, we just love to watch. So, you know, I still am a huge football fan, and I'm Gopher season tickets and watching every Sunday, and I still feel like I could be out there, even though I probably wouldn't do too well anymore. but no, it's been a huge blessing to say that I'm a Super Bowl champion.
Well, and you get to take that with you for the rest of your life, which is a pretty cool thing. And, Ben, you've transitioned, too, out of football into music and speaking and doing a number of different things out there, which has been a phenomenal story as well. But it includes this week, apropos to have you on, and Mr. Sterling and your Christmas show at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. You've done it for years now. What is it like to perform, and what does it feel like this year with crowds coming back?
Well, it doesn't hurt the body as much as football, which is nice. but no, it's a joy. Every December, we get a chance to travel the state and to bring an Andy Williams and Bing Crosby Christmas to people, and it's a 16 people.
Oops.
You know, we really tried to replicate those two incredible albums, and so it truly is a wonderful show. We'll be at the Chanhassen the last 6 days of the year, December 26th through the 31st. So if you haven't seen the show, please come out and see us at Chanhassen. And yes, Mike, it's been amazing to be in front of people again. It's been 2 seasons since we've been able to do that. So it feels like we're getting back to some kind of normalcy.
And I don't know how many people know how much great live music has been going on at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. I've been out there a lot, Ben. I love it. You know, I've seen just about every cover band that there is out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you closed your eyes, you would never know it.
Isn't
it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I got to buy tickets. Maxie, you and I got to go.
Yeah.
I look forward to, you know, we bring the wives and have a great time out there. And Ben, how exciting is it? You've done so many things. You've accomplished so much post-football career. And tell us about your book. Tell us about your music. Tell us, you know, a little bit more about what the day in the life of Ben is.
Sure. Well, you know, I've always kind of used the disclaimer, jack of all trades, master of none. And I had a friend recently tell me there's a third verse to that saying, which is jack of all trades, master of none, better than a master of one. And, you know, it just kind of highlights really what my life is, which is just a lot of diversity, following my passions. Music has been incredible to show people that football players can do more than just hit people on the field. Love music. My degree was in public speaking, and so, you know, helping companies with leadership and organizational culture using the Tony Dungy model of uncommon leadership has been a huge passion of mine as well, and had a chance to write a book which is really focused on athlete brain health and just mm-hmm. helping educate people on concussions and the importance of our mind and memory. So lots going on as usual, but it's mm-hmm. the only way I know how to do things, and I'm just blessed to be able to do my passions every day.
Did you know, Ben, that Pete Najarian had the lead in Grease back in
high
school? I'm not kidding. He was Danny. And I'm not saying that there could be some synergy with the Chanhassen, et cetera, but it's at least worth exploring.
Mike, if you can get a video of that, I might have some money for you. I want to see that video.
We didn't have videos back then, but we'll do something.
Well, we had records. I got an old
That's
LP.
Awesome.
So, Ben, quickly, if people want to come out and see you anytime this week or the next couple weeks, different places, different stops.
Yeah, so today, actually, we're going to be at the Ames Center in Burnsville for our 2 o'clock show. And I think we're getting close to being sold out, but there are some tickets left. So please come to Burnsville. It's an incredible venue. And then December 26th to the 31st, we'll be at Chanhassen for 8 shows. And it's at the historic Fireside Room. And it's just a wonderful family-friendly show. You'll know every single song, and it's really done at a high level. So I think people really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Ben. And remember, if Grease has a remake, you know where to come first.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it, Ben. We're going to do that, man. We're going to make it happen.
Okay, man. Great guy. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
You know, Pete, before we go to break, you've had great success post-athletic career. Ben, UTEC has remade himself. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that get done with their careers, and it's I think about 50-50, people that find a niche and people that don't. I know you get asked this a lot by people and former athletes, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What is the key to moving on in a healthy way and leaving your athletic career, honoring it, enjoying it, having great memories, but moving on to the next thing in your life? What is the most important piece of advice you can give that athlete? And I know you've been asked this many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. It's difficult, Maxie, because there is nothing like being in professional sports. It really is an incredible experience and lucky when you make it, because there's as much as there's hard work, there's a heck of a lot of luck that goes along with this whole thing. So it's an interesting question because it's so difficult to answer. I think the reality is if you've had the discipline to get there in the first place, you just have to figure out where am I going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And you've got to look ahead and know that career is going to end. And what are you going to do next? And so that's what makes me so proud of these guys who get a law degree, they get a medical degree, whatever it is that they want to do, they go into business. You've always got to be looking ahead. And if you can use all of the different aspects of what made you the player that you are at the NBA level, NHL level, whatever. It doesn't matter. You use all of what you learned along the way to make it to the next level. And I think that competitiveness helps a lot. But you've got to have a plan. You cannot just say, you know what, football's what I'm going to do, and then I'll worry about it later. You have Absolutely. To think about that while you're there and start preparing. We heard just earlier from Mark Trestman how he was at the University of Miami, yeah. and then he got his law degree. So
yeah,
you know,
he's teaching a class there, yeah.
Right. and that's just a perfect example of looking ahead and not being, you know, and I think this is one thing that most athletes have in common anyway. You can never be satisfied. You're always pushing forward. Look at Tom Brady. He could have walked away from the NFL yep. 5 or 10 years ago. He might play for another 5 or 10 yep. years for all we know. So it's a matter of drive. And if you've got that drive, I think it translates over into the business world as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.